From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Well, Sunday's Mother's Day. You are a mom.
I am a mom.
There's a lot of mother figures in our lives.
Yes.
New studies breaking down yearly stats on what it takes to be a mom. Some of the highlights. Moms spend 3 hours and 58 minutes a week watching kids' sports, which adds up to around 8 full days a year per kid. You know, your kids, they ever play, I don't know, soccer or Little League or anything like that?
Yes.
And how many times were you the team mom? And how many times did you have to bring the orange slices for halftime?
Sometimes I was a coach.
Wow. Even more than 4 hours a week then. Moms take off an average of 3 days per year to look after their sick kids. They take off work 3 days.
That's it? Average.
Yeah. They spend 4 hours, 55 minutes at school plays and assemblies per year. That seems kind of light, too.
That's it?
That's it, right?
Who did this study?
I know, right? This one I love. Listen to their kids say, "I'm bored," 144 times a year.
That's it?
Happy Mother's Day.
Hearing knocks on the bathroom door as soon as you sit down.
Right.
And with the sports, you need to also put like band.
Oh, yeah, all that stuff. Scouts. Church groups. Yeah, yes. Driving to and from things.
Oh, driving.
I remember the driving
thing. They should
do
like a mileage thing.
Yeah. So anyway, happy Mother's Day. And
well, thanks.
And to all of those that are mother figures. What's happening today?
Day 59. Of our national nightmare.
Oh, really? Day.
Wow. Woohoo. Ooh. We're learning today that the Massimo kids are safe.
Oh, are they? Mark them safe on Facebook.
Mark them safe. For now. And they're not being targeted by the FBI.
Right.
Now, there's at least not yet.
Not yet? What?
So there's three other students allegedly involved that have been sent official letters from the FBI about the case.
Oh, really?
Now, this includes the Chinese kid whose folks reportedly doled out $6.5 million.
Yeah. I would imagine
to get him
that
into
kid.
Stanford. Yeah.
I think that kid's going to they're going to want to ask some serious questions. First off, where did mom and dad get $6.5 million? You know what,
They
can't get the parents because they're in China. They don't live here. They're not U.S. citizens. So they can't get them. That's the thing. So go after the kid, by golly. Attach that student loan. Well, no, that's not a student loan.
Now, the mom has said they were scammed.
I think that's going to be the defense for everybody that didn't plead guilty. They're going to we were
but
scammed.
But $6.5 million, come on.
I know, right? Don't you have better things to do with $6.5 million than try and get your kid into Stanford? At $6.5 million, you can just buy your kid a diploma somewhere.
That's
on the
true.
Internet. I mean, it would cost less than that. Hang it in their office. Who's going to know, right?
That's true. But Lori's kids can rest easy for now until mom and dad are sentenced. If found guilty, well, then who knows?
Who knows? Because mom and dad go to jail, how are the girls going to live?
Well, yeah.
Who's going to, wash their cars? And?
Oh, what a relief. The remaining Kardashian-Jenner women have finally got it immortalized in wax.
Oh, my.
Whew.
Ooh.
Man,
that's striking news there, Morgan. Striking.
I'm telling you. On Thursday, Madame Tussauds New York Museum unveiled figures for Kourtney Kardashian.
Uh-huh.
And Momager.
They were missing, huh?
They were missing.
Huh. So now they complete the ensemble, the set?
Evidently.
I wonder why they waited so long on Momager. You know, she's not getting any younger.
I don't know. Why do they do Kenner and Chloe?
I don't know. Who knows?
Kenner and Chloe.
Kendall. Kendall. You're saying the Kendall Jenner and the Kylie Jenner.
The Kenners.
So the Kenners.
Yes.
That's right. We're going to start calling
them
the Kenners.
The Kenners.
Look at that happy accident. What do you know? The Kenners and the Kardashians.
Momager posted hers on her Instagram page on Thursday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It shows her sitting on a director's chair.
Of course.
And old Courtney, the least, interesting to look at, standing beside her. Because the people were probably thinking, well, what do we do with her?
Yeah, she's the least interesting to look at. Yeah.
What can we do with her?
What can we do with Courtney? But you know, you gotta put her in there. You know, the one that's missing is OJ. They should get OJ, wax of OJ behind Momager, just looking over her shoulder with kind of a, you know, Me Too look on his face. we're kidding.
Maybe not. So we still never have seen the results of the DNA.
I don't think we're ever going to see the results of the DNA.
Of course not.
Do you?
Which, what does that tell you? Uh-huh. Yeah, yep. Momager. Bottom.
That Chloe's tall. Really tall.
All right.
And she's somewhat mannish in her looks.
And she's fairly athletic.
She is.
So Kim Ye and the clan are on baby watch. Their surrogate went into labor yesterday while Momager and Court were taping the Ellen show.
Oh, okay.
You know, none of them can actually have a moment. They always have to try to up each other.
I guess we have to watch Ellen today, although it was taped yesterday. So if the baby hasn't been born yet, or they're not telling us whether or not the baby's been born yet, because I think if the surrogate went into labor yesterday, I mean, it's likely that she could still be in labor. God, what a horrible thing.
Yeah, well, being labor even my long. History, is, yeah. It's definitely likely that she's in labor.
Yeah.
She might be in labor tomorrow, too. I don't know.
But there will be no announcement on the Ellen show because Ellen was taped yesterday. Ellen doesn't work on Fridays.
That's just true.
Telling you. All right. Well, I guess congratulations on birthing some wax figures to the Kardashians this morning. And good luck to all those folks trying to get out of their big court dates with the FBI. What did you call them? You call them the lynch mob?
The lynch mob.
Hey, Halle Berry was on the Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon. He made her do a couple of wardrobe changes, and then they went to an after party for the new movie, the John Wick movie coming out. So there
you go. You know, besides one-upping each other, since the royal baby was born, maybe Kim thinks that she has to one-up the baby, the royal baby.
Maybe.
She probably said, I hope she goes into labor this week because Archie was born.
All right, with that, we will take our leave. Happy Mother's Day once again, and to all the moms, whether you're near or far. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Absolutely.
And
that's all the news you can care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.